This is the KPTZ Compass, your local news magazine for the Northeast Olympic Peninsula. This week on the Compass, we take you inside an eclectic, authentic watering hole off the beaten path in Chimicum. It's a place where everyone feels free to be their authentic selves. And now, we go inside the Compass. When this radio station was born, it described itself as the home of eclectic, authentic community radio. The word eclectic is defined as deriving ideas, style, or taste from a broad and diverse range of sources. Another way to understand the word eclectic can be found in the movie Forrest Gump, when the title character said, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get." This reporter got a first-hand lesson in the meaning of eclectic when he walked into a relatively new business establishment in Chimicum called The Keg and I. It's a tap room on Chimicum Road, just north of the Chevron gas station, on the corner of Beaver Valley Road, and when you go there, you never know what you're going to get. We talked about this with patrons and employees at The Keg and I, but we begin with the owner of this unique place, Keith Rasmussen.
Now, what really appealed to me, being at KPTZ, about doing a story on The Keg and I is our slogan back when we started in 2015 was Eclectic Authentic Community Radio. And when I came in here one night for the first time and I saw people dancing, I saw a man with a beard down to his belly in a dress over here dancing by himself. Everyone was dancing by themselves. The term eclectic and authentic came to mind.
I wonder what night that was.
Tell me about your clientele. Do you attract a certain kind of person, individualists, or how would you?
Well, out here in the county, mm-hmm. you're going to get everything from retirees to beer fanatics, farm kids working on the farms. So many people that are tucked up into the woods out here, and it's nice if we can draw them out for events. So we have a lot of musical events here. We have trivia, we have spoken word, we have so many different events that we're trying to get people to come out, meet, and cross-pollinate, and that's sort of an organic process usually, but it takes some time for people to feel comfortable and whatnot, yeah. But it's happening.
How did The Keg and I come to be?
Well, I moved to the country maybe about 5 years ago, and being in the city, in the big city.
I was going to say, when you say the country, did you mean the United States? But you don't.
I mean, we have the city and the county here. Okay. I guess the county. So I moved out of Port Townsend, and, we have a saying here that Port Townsend is 14 miles from Chimicum, but Chimicum is like 114 miles from Port Townsend. And so discovering that, Chimicum has many amenities, but no tavern, tap room for locals to gather in after-hour type of things. And so that seemed like a good idea, and I talked to a lot of people about it, but nobody was doing anything about it. So when the opportunity arose, I took that up as something we needed here.
And how long ago was that? When did this place open?
We opened, it'll be 2 years Memorial Day weekend. And it probably took another 2 years before that of the building out of this. This is a 1905 farmhouse that we essentially gutted and made into the present incarnation as The Keg and I.
When you were in Port Townsend, what were you doing? Have you been involved in these sorts of businesses before?
Oh, absolutely not, no. I was doing some engineering consulting and that sort of thing. And then I did some caretaking for my father, who moved up with me when I moved to the country. Mm-hmm. And then when he passed, then this became the focus.
And when you say the country, of course, you're referring to the sticks or whatever we want to call it out here.
Anything beyond Glen Cove.
Okay. Right. And you are a resident of what township?
I'm in Chimicum, but I'm actually up in the Eagle Mount area, but we all consider that part of the region here.
Tell us a little more about your own personal background. Where are you from originally, and what did you do before you became a barkeep? Where are you from?
California was where I was born and spent most of my productive years. But I did have some stints traveling around. I traveled as a on a trawler for 4 years around the Americas and raised my family there.
Raised your family on a trawler?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really think of myself as from somewhere. I'm just, you know, passing through.
One of my questions was, did this building exist in some other form before you opened the business? You mentioned it was a farmhouse built in
1905.
So how long?
The only reason I know that, because the county doesn't know this, is that when we were tearing out the wall, we pulled out a bottle out of the wall that was sitting right over there with a note dated 1905. And I thought it was some fancy form of documentation of the builder and whatnot. But when the Historical Society got a good scan of it and looked at it, it was really a documentation that the bottle was filled with whiskey and purchased for $1, and it was begun drunk between these two men on this date and finished on the month after that. And this was some recordation of their drinking whiskey out of a old Rainier bottle.
That's a great story. Now, at some point, was it abandoned? What has gone on over the years?
I mean, the previous owner had it in rented out for some period of time as a residence. And so occasionally we'll have people in here who have lived in the house at some point or another. But the previous owner was in one of the rooms in here. There was like about two bedrooms in here, and he said he was raised with six other people in one of the bedrooms in this house. So it had many stories about pulling salmon out of the creek behind here and canning them for the winter and whatnot. So it was quite rural.
And when you bought it, someone obviously owned it, but was it being used? Was it being lived in at that moment?
No, it wasn't. But it probably had, you know, within the past year or so been.
Oh, okay. Now, what strikes me about the Keg and I as I walk up to it is it looks like an old-time cowboy saloon back from the 1800s or something. Is that the way it looked originally? Did you redo anything on the outside?
No, the only wall that was replaced is the front wall, which does have sort of the false front look to it, and that was sort of what we were looking for, sort of the rustic, rural. In fact, even to this day, people come in and I thought you were a feed store or something like that.
Yes.
So it's confusing. But that was sort of the look we were looking for.
Diana Chan of Port Townsend is one of Keith Rasmussen's five employees at the Keg and I, and she says the aspect of never knowing what you're going to get is one of the main reasons she loves the place. Why do you like working here?
Well, if I could have a career in welcoming people, that's what I would do. It's one of my favorite things. So I get to do that every day, and people are very interesting and fascinating, and this job allows me to meet all sorts of new people, and there's time enough to have conversation, which is that's a great way to spend the day.
So you probably get to meet new friends every day or every week, yes?
Yes, and hear good stories, interesting stories, odd stories, odd characters, and let's see. The environment here is really beautiful aesthetically. It's big and sunny. The windows, it's bright, and you look outside at sunset, and the sky can be really beautiful, and the gardens are outside, and it's, there's wood, with a beautiful wood bar, and very pleasing environment. It's like a community hub versus a place to hang out and drink. I mean, you get to do that too, but lots of people know each other that come in here, and people are making new friends all the time. And it's a place where people make connections, like they're talking about something they're doing on their property or something they're interested in, and somebody down the bar will just chime in, hey, do you know so-and-so, or let me hook you up with this guy, and you never know what's going to happen. That's what I love.
There are a lot of regulars here?
Yep.
Is it rare that somebody comes in who's never been here before?
No, all the time people are discovering this place. I hear a lot. I've driven by so many times, and I finally stopped today, and I'm so glad I did, and I'll be coming back.
So, interesting stories about things that have happened here at the Keg and I.
Yes, so the other night was very windy and stormy. the Hood Canal Bridge is closed down. There's lots of people hanging out in here waiting for the bridge. And the power went out. And it was about 6 o'clock, and the band was due to go on at 7. And it was getting pretty crowded in here. And we had candles under the counter, so we just lit all the candles. And tested out the credit card machine, make sure it was still working, and just went on. And the band just played acoustically, and the lights were flickering, and the power would come on. Everybody would go, oh, and then they'd go off, and they'd be like, yay, because it was cool in here. It was like totally dark, and you know, it was like everybody's having their little quiet conversations and their candles and. It was really fun. And then they made it. The power came back on like 9:30. And it was, like I said, it's this community feel here. It feels like it's like a homey place. Yeah.
One of the unusual aspects of the Keg and I is that the tap room is open every day and night of the year. It doesn't even close on Christmas. We talked about that with owner Keith Rasmussen.
You're open 12 hours a day, which is kind of unusual in almost any kind of business unless you're Safeway.
Yeah, well, it's not really a business. It's a public service.
Ah.
You know.
And you don't make a profit?
No, not yet. But we have dreams. Yeah, and that's part of it. I mean, we'd do a whole lot better if we weren't open so long. But, you know, it is one of the reasons we opened it in the first place, to have somebody place to go. Like if you were having a PTA meeting at the high school or whatever, and or a political meeting or whatnot like that, there's no other place to go after that to continue the discussion. And that was part of the original idea.
Well, that would explain the things that happen in the afternoon and evening, but opening at 11, is there a reason for that specifically? I mean, I come in here at 12:30 right now. You've got three people in here. Do you do much business, say, between 11 and 4 p.m.?
Not until about 1:30 or 2 usually, but then we get a lot of folks that'll come in, right, retirees and whatnot, or people just taking a break, or people who get off work early.
Interestingly, when I came in the other night, I'm sitting next to a woman right here who orders tea, and she has two cups of tea, and then carries on. Mostly you have beer, a lot of tap beer and wine, but clearly you can cater to people that don't want to.
We've always got good non-alcoholic options up there. We have ginger beer, we have kombucha on tap, we have a lot of other non-alcoholic beverages in our cooler. So that shouldn't be a reason to be here or not be here. It's really about interacting and letting people relearn how to associate with other human beings face to face and not just through their phones.
That woman who ordered tea is an example of the unusual clientele at the Keg and I. Here's what she told us.
What is your name?
My name's Sherry Brown.
And where do you live?
I live in Port Ludlow.
Port Ludlow, okay. Now, I just watched you come into a tavern, a tap room, the Keg and I,
yes,
that specializes in serving beer, and they also have wine. And you ordered what?
I ordered a jasmine tea.
Jasmine tea. So tell me why you came to this place of all places and got tea.
I like coming down here occasionally just for some socialization, make myself get out of the house. I work in Port Townsend and I also work from home, so I tend to be a little bit solitary and I come down here to socialize.
Ah, and you always drink tea or sometimes you get something a little harder here?
I sometimes get things a lot harder. I get the ciders normally. I really like their ciders quite a bit.
What do you like about the Keg and I as a business, as a place to come?
I like it because it's eclectic. They always have music going on, and whenever I have come down and there's music playing, you can tell a lot of the locals come down. And it's nice to have this down in the south end of the county.
Mm-hmm.
So not everybody down here always wants to go up to Port Townsend, but a lot of people do.
How did you discover this place? How long ago and how did you find it?
I discovered it about a year and a half ago as they were building it. You could see that they were transforming this old farmhouse into something new, and then I saw the sign go up and I thought it was really a cute play on the Egg and I Road. So that kind of made it a hit favorite for me.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else that comes to your mind about this place that you like or dislike that you want to mention?
The beautiful sunset. If you turn around and you'll see one today, it's gorgeous. You sit here and you watch the valley and the sunset. It's pretty nice.
Port Townsend, what do you do there?
I'm a massage therapist. and I run my own practice, Soul Serenity Myofascial Wellness.
And where is that located?
It's in the Taylor block. I'm in the Mount Baker block building, 211 Taylor Street.
The next patron we spoke with at the Keg and I was enjoying something a little stronger than jasmine tea.
Kit Walther.
Kit. Yes. Where do you live, Kit?
Port Ludlow.
And what do you like about the Keg and I? Have you been here before?
A couple times.
And what's your impression of the place? What do you like about it?
It's a friendly bar. Friendly, nice, appealing bar with good beer.
Entertainment at the Keg and I is just as eclectic as its clientele. We spoke with bartender Diana Chan about that.
Well, tell us about the entertainment, the kinds of things that you have here, and what this place is like when it's kind of hopping.
Yeah, so we have kind of an eclectic mix of music that comes in the door, lots of singer-songwriters, but we also have some hardcore nights where we have, punk bands and death metal every once in a while, and those, people have to wait for those shows, so those are really like a blowout session that's totally packed in here. And we have like Jack Dwyer, who's very well known around town. He's here every Monday, and he brings a different friend with him almost every Monday. So that's cool, and he starts early. So, for people who like to go to bed early, that works out really well. Mm-hmm. And we have music trivia and trivia from the library, and those are fun nights too. And people come and play in teams and get competitive with each other, and that's a good time.
Can you describe what this place is like when it's really busy and you've got music going? My perception, the one time I was here before, is that this is a very unusual place. The clientele is unusual. You get a little of everything. Eclectic is the word you both use.
Yeah.
What's it like here when you got a band going and everyone's in a good mood?
Yeah, well, the place is full. Most of the seats will be taken up. There'll be people standing around in the back and people going outside to, smoke a cigarette, or people bring their dogs and hang out on the porch. And it's just super lively. It's interesting. Well, we have a singer-songwriter music. It's kind of a relaxed level of noise in here. But when we have a bigger band, it's really loud. And so people are in and out. And it's a mixture, right? It's like, this county's one of the most aged counties, so there's, of course, people on, in retirement end of the spectrum, but more and more young people are coming in. Lots of the boat school students hang out here, and people who, work at the corner farm stand come in, it's a mix of people from Chimicum, people from Port Townsend, people from Port Ludlow. We get a lot of people on their way to grocery shopping before and after stopping in and having a beer.
I imagine the place is, this is February, but I imagine in the spring and summer, things are different. Do you have outdoor activities when the weather's nice?
Yeah, in spring and summer, the music will sometimes be out on the deck, and people like to hang out on the deck. The back deck is big and roomy, and you can get a little shade if it's too hot. And then we have these beautiful wildflower gardens. Well, they're not all wild, so it's a mix. Caroline, who works here, she tends to all the gardens, and they're wonderful to enjoy in the summer. And we've got the rocking chair on the front porch, which is fun, and the ring toss game on the front porch, which is very popular in the summertime.
Owner Keith Rasmussen, perhaps known for his sense of humor, talked about what sets the Keg and I apart from other tap rooms.
You offer wine and specialize, I guess, in tap beer. Does your selection distinguish you from your competitors? And there are a few around, like the breweries in Port Townsend. What distinguishes you from any other place?
Well, we have the best selection. No.
I'm not going to argue with that.
What is that, Lou? Oh, the customers, yeah. Well, they have a lot of input, into it. So, in general, we like to rotate most everything, but a few things have been settled upon by the customers as to what they enjoy. For instance, the Kolsch that we have, we went through an awful lot of Kolsches to get to the customer's favorite, and so we sort of stuck with that one. But in general, it's my selection and my selection alone.
And you base that selection somewhat on customer input, of course.
Certainly, customer input, personal taste, and then, you know, the evaluation of the masses. Nowadays, you can get a lot of opinions from the internet.
But I think the key is what Lou just said. It's the customers that distinguish this place. And that's what struck me every time I've been here. It's just a really unusual, like I say, eclectic group of people. And everyone seems to have fun. And they don't seem to be, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong. You don't have people arguing about politics and stuff. Well, maybe you do. Any bar might have that. But for the most part, everyone seemed to get along, even if they're all different stripes of folks in here.
We have some strict rules. I mean, basically, in this bar, it's important that you are allowed to talk politics, in fact, maybe encouraged, or even religion. But there's no golf. And that's a strict rule. And the funny thing about it is that golfers are the absolute worst about that. If you tell them no talking about it, that just amps them up. So,
if someone wants a sandwich or a nibble, I see you've got some packaged goods here. But what are the options for someone who is not just drinking but wants something to eat as well?
Well, number one, you can bring in anything from the outside at any time if you want a hot meal. We do have smoked salmon, we have cheeses, we have a variety of nuts and chips. And
being open 12 hours a day, 365 days a year, I mean, you don't take any holidays off. Are you here almost all the time?
I'm here quite often.
But not every day.
Not every day, if I can help it, yeah. But with regards to Christmas and Thanksgiving and these type of things, that falls into the public service category because, you know, if you need a bar on Christmas, you need a bar on Christmas. And those are some of the, I've actually enjoyed working those times because it's fun to find out why are you here.
One of the things I was going to ask you about is that you have a business plan right now in terms of how many hours you're open, how many days you're open, and how you do things. After 2 years in the business, do you have any thoughts about, I think I'm going to keep everything just the way it is, or here's some thoughts I have going forward that we might try?
Oh, no, we're going to constantly be experimenting with new things. Some of the things that are important to us here is we have a... It's important to us to have a nice garden here, and so we're organizing some community gardening days to spruce that up. A lot of the plants here are donated, and we'll continue to try and expand that, make our patio area a little bit more accessible for both days of summer. And so that's a work in progress. It's important that the place be open, airy, clean, and inviting, and that's both inside and out. So we'll keep working on that.
And it seems to me that the place kind of changes personality when spring and summer come along. Do you have a lot more outdoor activities, or do you do that year-round too?
Well, the weather definitely pushes people inside. I know, like, for instance, when Jack Dwyer's playing on Monday nights, which every Monday night Jack plays here with some of the best talent in the region, and he always moves outdoors during the warmer months, and that's so nice to be able to enjoy old-time music on the back porch.
What's the music genre of Jack Dwyer, for those who don't know?
You know, I don't know how he would describe it, because it varies a lot with who he's playing with, but I always characterize it as old-timey music. Mandolin, fiddle, banjo, guitar, the like.
It seems like you have entertainment of some kind almost every night. Tell us about the various kinds of things you do to entertain your customers. You mentioned a few of them, trivia night and such, but maybe just give us another rundown of that.
Yeah, besides the sort of traditional country things, we also have like a regular EDM night. That's electronic dance music for the younger set. Club Mate is coming up on February 29th, and we typically do that about once a month. And that's our local DJs, Mr. Weston and Magic Marker, and we have some other DJs that come out, and it gives the younger folks a chance to shake it and mingle.
And when you do a trivia night, what sort of crowd do you attract in terms of the kinds
of
folks that come out?
Well, trivia is pretty competitive here in Port Townsend. If you've ever been up to the Uptown for trivia nights, and we have the Jefferson County Library does once a month trivia night, which has been very popular. Well, we can actually drag people out of Port Townsend for that because they're very competitive up there. In addition, we've had some really interesting specialty trivia nights like Farm Science, and we'll get the younger crowd from the local organic farms, and they're very competitive about in-depth knowledge of biology and soil science and stuff like that. That's fun. We've done some wacky things with like Harry Potter trivia, and you'd be surprised who that brings out. So people are passionate about all sorts of things, and we'll continue to try and bring out specialty groups in that way.
So yes, the entertainment is eclectic and authentic, just like the clientele and even the employees' work hours. Here's Diana Chan again.
The business is open from 11 to 11.
Yep, every day.
Every day.
365 days a year. And what the owner will say is it's public service to be open on the holidays.
Christmas, any holiday, it doesn't matter, 11 to 11 every day.
Yep.
Okay, so how does that work in terms of shifts? Because no one's working 11 hours, are they?
No, we work it out. it depends on if you're traveling for the holiday and then somebody isn't traveling, so they'll take Thanksgiving and then you take Christmas. We're very agreeable and flexible with each other.
You know how many employees are employed here?
Yeah, well, let's see, right now there's four of us, and then the owner also does some bartending shifts, so five.
Diane, I see a lot of vinyl records and an old style phonograph over there, and it's connected to a sound system. What do you do with the records?
Well, when the mood strikes and we feel like it, we just put records on. There's a very interesting collection.
What makes it interesting? What's different about it?
Well, there's classics like Crosby, Stills, and Nash. There's some current stuff, which is like electronic kind of music, mood, ambient music. And there's country in there. It's fun. People look through the records and they're like, oh, I had this when I was, 13. Yeah. So sometimes you get on a kick and you want to play records all the time, and sometimes you forget all about it.
With the owner, employees, and patrons of the Keg and I Tap Room in Chimicum, this is David Cunningham for KPTZ News. The Compass airs Mondays at noon and 5 p.m. with a repeat Saturday at noon. Exclusively here on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend.